Klan had hit its peak in 1922 and 23 in a number of cities in Texas, and was strong from Central Texas on over to East Texas. How did you see that particular subject?
Well, of course, I admit that I saw it just like another one of Senator Conner's stories, and the Senator tried pretty well to see it that way himself, although I must say that he spoke out that he was not in favor of violence, and I think many of us felt that way. But the Senator used to tell about, well, he was making a speech, political speech, and he was talking on and on, and this man back in the back kept trying to break in. He'd keep going right on, and finally this fellow, he couldn't fail to answer his question. He says, just answer one question, Senator. And he says, all right, what is it? And he says, how do you stand on the Ku Klux Klan? And the Senator says, why, I'm glad you asked me that question, my friend. He says, I always try to be frank about every issue, and I tell the people just where I stand on any matter before the public. He says, some of my friends feel very strongly in favor of the Klan. Some of them think that it's necessary for this country. Others of my friends feel equally strong that Klan's are dangerous to our institutions. He says, and I always stay with my friends. And that's what most of us tried to do. We tried to stay with our friends in those days. Well, of course, there were a great many. Just a little before the time that I got into politics, it was dying down. By 1924, in fact, the first session that I was in the legislature, we passed the anti-mask bill. My recollection is I voted for it. Not absolutely positive of that, but I think I did. But it had reached a point where they made horseplay out of it even then, and when they do that, you can understand that the issue isn't as burning as it had been.